Heard at Sports Radio. Every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Thursday's show, we'll talk the odds with our Vegas insider, Brian Edwards. We'll hear from senior writer for Huskers 24-7, Michael Bruntz. And we're talking hockey with Dan Rosen, senior writer for NHL.com. Take a dive into the latest news in all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
Are we back, Shane?
You're back.
What's up?
I never know. Well, the music goes and it stops and it goes again. I don't know what's happening.
I appreciate you with the group text to Sauter if he gets in trouble. You know the police chief down there?
Yeah, he's my best friend's dad.
That's awesome.
He used to be the police chief here. He was here for a couple years.
My mom.
Well, I mean, he was in the system for a couple, for like 30 years, but he was the chief for a couple years.
My mom has two really good friends that were from Bryan, Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, she's from Houston originally.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But if he does get in trouble, he can always call the folks at Dyer Law, 402-393-7529.
I'm just saying, he's a little bit of a loose cannon. You
gotta
watch out.
He is. You get him out of his area code, and you might need the folks at Dyer Law. Fantastic professionals, can handle a couple of different things. Workers' comp, personal injury. You're looking for somebody to represent you when it comes to liability. You got to do Dyer Law. There at Dyer.law. Again, that's 402-393. Should I text it to Sauter? 7529.
Yeah, maybe like screenshot and send it to him. Because
he does have a tendency to kind of lose his mind.
He's like one of those, you know, when you're a kid and your mom's like, I don't want you hanging out with him.
Yeah. That's Jerome.
He kind of feels like one of those kids that my mom's like, I'm not so sure about him.
So
I would agree, Damon.
So the whole kid thing, because I think we've all been there.
And I like him, but, you know.
You go somewhere and you have access to something.
Yeah.
So you overindulge just because you can.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. It's like it's like candy on Halloween.
Okay. So he's 40-some years old, and he's overeating free breakfast. So he doesn't have to eat again for the day.
Dude, lunch isn't that expensive, my
that's
guy.
That's something that, like, a 10-year-old would do.
Yeah, it's like he sees the free breakfast, and he gets every item.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't have those options when he's at home. I mean, he rolled through, like, 15 to 20 different
Yeah, it's
options.
Real hard to get Fruit Loops at home.
I don't know. Maybe.
But he is super cheap.
Bro. I get it, and that's fine, but lunch is not that expensive.
So the only thing he said he won't compromise because they were so poor when he was younger is he's going to spend money on tennis shoes,
yep.
Good milk because he's only had powdered milk growing up.
Powdered milk is nasty.
So he's going
to – He spends money on glasses.
Yep. And
he's got a bunch of different pairs of glasses.
Yeah, he doesn't mind spending $7 on a gallon of milk.
Yeah.
I tried to send him to a local grocery store the other day. I was like, hey, you know, you use your number as a member. I said, you can get it for like $2.29. Nah, I don't do off-brand milk.
No, I was just having this conversation with my wife the other day about, we didn't do powdered milk, but there were like only certain brands of milk that we were okay with because people don't always believe you, but they taste different.
Yeah, I don't know. I love milk.
I used to drink it like I would drink the stadium cups of milk. I would just down it.
So there's a frozen, it looks like a beer mug in my freezer, but it's obviously not for beer. Mm-hmm. It's for when I want milk.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Because you got to have it like ice cold.
You got to have a frosting for milk?
Oh, I put it in the freezer for a good, five, 6 minutes. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really?
And I don't know if I like, but I drink skim, so.
I drink skim as well. I don't know. If you drink a lot of milk, I don't know how people do whole because that's just.
That would be my sister.
It's just like, it's a lot. It's thick, you know, like there's a lot.
That's Ed Bloomberg. And my mom will. No, I think she's vitamin D. So my mom inevitably when she comes to visit, will have a half a gallon of vitamin D milk.
Okay.
and it will sit in the fridge until it goes bad, until after my sister leaves. It's unbelievable.
No, I would do skim milk. If you're drinking a lot of it, skim milk's definitely the way to go.
Yeah,
otherwise, it gets real heavy in your stomach.
I love milk.
Yeah, I used to go through a gallon of milk like every couple days. Like, I would go through it fast.
Yeah, that's my 12. That's Micah.
Yeah.
But he likes cereal.
Well, see, mine was, I was just drinking it. I just would drink
I'm
it.
With you.
And then I started using it, obviously, for protein shakes when I was doing the whole, like, powerlifting thing. So I went through a ton of milk that way as well. And, whew.
I used to think milk was one of those things that you couldn't get plain label, but I actually think it's okay.
It depends on which one, though. Like, because they are different, is what I mean. Like, you can get it store brand or whatever, but some of them are different, and I don't mess with some of them. I'm not going to put anybody on blast right now, but there are some of them where I'm like, I'm good there.
He's out on Robbie out on Highland.
Well, because Roberts used to be Highland, right? It was like Roberts that changed to Highland.
I think we grew up on Roberts.
We did.
Or Goodrich.
We were Roberts.
You're Roberts?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
And then one time, my mom, they were like out of the skim in Roberts or something, and my mom bought, I don't know, like Target brand or whatever, and I was like, don't do that again.
Market Pantry.
I was like, let's not have that happen again.
Yeah, so. But I did find one thing that you can get plain label, and it is as good as name brand.
Okay.
Fruit snacks.
We were talking about that.
There are
some of them are better.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Because it's for me, fruit snacks, the texture is crucial. Like the bite is crucial on a fruit snack.
Okay, Zoe.
It is, man.
She is a fussy little thing when it comes to fruit snacks.
Is
but
she?
We have like 16 different brands.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys, for the most part, Maya doesn't really mess with the fruit snacks, but the boys, like, they'll probably go plain label.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's...
I think it's a Fundables. They like that brand. I think it's Kellogg's. They like Market Pantry.
The Market Pantry ones are good.
They like the Smart Packs, like the knockoffs, where they're kind of hard, and you only get, like, six in a thing.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But
don't give me these tiny packs. I'm not about that life.
But, you know, they mess with the Mott's a little. They're hit and miss with Welch's.
Yeah. I don't. So the Welch's, I think, are smooth, right?
Yeah.
So some of them have like a little bit of texture, and I like that little bit of texture.
Do you
on
realize
them.
They have Fuji Apple in Welch's?
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hard to find, but they have Fuji Apple.
You know what's a random weird thing? So they make these melatonin gummies, right?
I'm afraid of melatonin.
No, I don't take it anymore because it gives me weird dreams.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could dream.
Oh, If I take like melatonin or
Ravi Lula here for hallucinogens.
Legal hallucinogens.
melatonin gummies.
Yeah, but what makes me mad is because I don't take them anymore because they started giving me weird dreams. But they were like the perfect gummy texture.
You know what? I think my mom said the same thing
and
about
I was
melatonin.
Like, can I please just get an actual gummy snack in that melatonin gummy texture? That's all I want in my like. That's all I want.
Mm. So much for our NBA takes this segment.
Atlanta's still bad. Don't know what they do.
But how about so? And I who was it? Was it Coach? Yeah, I had one of my buddies text me last night that was like, yeah. Brian Edwards continuing to kill it. Like
he did. He did really, really well yesterday.
He nailed Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, four and a half.
Got the over, the quarter, mm-hmm. the team total,
mm-hmm.
the total.
Mm-hmm. Crushed it.
He might have bat 1,000.
Yeah, we'll have to see because he gave us a couple feelers for today.
Yeah, so the Kings.
The Kings plus 7 he didn't feel great about.
And liked Memphis.
But he liked Memphis plus 4.5.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if Memphis won outright.
Yeah, me either. I don't know that they will, but it wouldn't surprise me.
How is it only? Is it still 4.5?
Let me see here.
Oh, it's still only 4.5.
Take a little look-see.
But according to Brian, old man, what do you call him? Old man James. still has
old man LeBron.
Still has
LeBron James.
Still has one left in him. You know who probably goes ham tonight because we kind of badmouthed him low key.
Who's that?
D'Angelo Russell.
I mean, I don't think that has anything to do with us badmouthing him.
You're just spitting facts.
Yeah, I've still got it at 4.5. Listen, I mean, D'Angelo is, I mean, we've got a long enough track record with him, right?
Yeah.
This isn't new. There's a reason he bounces around from place to place. The only time that he was any kind of real useful was that back half of that 1 year in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And even
people thought that could work.
Even then, it was a little kind of smoke and mirrors in terms of the numbers and what he was actually doing. I mean, he was coming off the bench for some of that time. He wasn't finishing games for most of that time.
Who are you taking in the Suns Nuggets series?
I think I go Nuggets there. Really? I think the
more versatility,
more reliability.
Because you're banking on somebody to get hurt for Phoenix.
Yeah, I just don't trust him.
Inevitably, Paul or KD.
Or KD, yeah. And, you know, I don't know what they – I mean, can Ayton guard Jokic?
Boy, you asked me the same question last year.
He's going to be playing awful far from the hoop.
Yeah, I'm not real comfortable with that matchup. Michael Porter Jr. is probably one of the only guys – athletically and size-wise, that actually sort of matches up with KD. Not that he's going to stop him, but you can at least annoy him. And then, you know, if you're going to have to get a good Jamal Murray series.
Suns are a slight fave series price, -125.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, like, sold, but I think I lean Denver because I don't trust the health of the Suns.
Knicks favored, -165.
That's probably right. Yeah, Miami's got to flame out at some point.
How about the Celtics 3-1, -300 over the Sixers?
That seems high.
Does seem high.
That seems really high. I don't trust Harden as far as I can throw him, which is not far, but -300 seems real high.
Especially for a team like is Boston, do they have winners?
They didn't look great against Atlanta.
We shall see. Coming up, Matt Verzal, I'm sure will continue to be entertained on a Feisty Friday.
Heard at Sports Radio, every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Thursday's show, we'll talk the odds with our Vegas insider, Brian Edwards. We'll hear from senior writer for Huskers 24-7, Michael Bruntz. And we're talking hockey with Dan Rosen, senior writer for NHL.com. Take a dive into the latest news in all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.